and we're on the air.
Okay, great. Welcome, listeners. You're listening to CKUT 90.3. This is Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah, and tonight we will share with you some music around the idea of voices.
Yeah. And specifically, or what I was looking for anyways, was just voices.
Just voices, yeah. I might have cheated a few times. Mm-hmm. Some of the works were not completely acapella, but
okay.
I liked the idea of like a multiplicity of voices in this time. Mm-hmm. Because we're all in a time where we need to raise our voices collectively. Mm-hmm. For all kinds of reasons. So.
And yet we're all alone. So. And also they say that singing together is the worst thing you can do right now.
Oh yeah, like even, yeah, okay. For like COVID reasons, don't sing with anybody in the same room.
Yeah.
But listen.
Yeah.
To singing.
Yeah, and you can sing along with this radio show.
Yeah. Yeah, and we won't infect you in any way.
No, don't get too close to the radio, though. No, you can get as close as you want.
There's been no studies shown that listening to the radio will cause COVID-19. Of a song by Bobby McFerrin in front of an extremely huge stadium of people.
Mm-hmm. And it reminded me that I'd seen Bobby McFerrin when he came to Montreal 2 years ago. He played as part of the Jazz Fest. Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw him at the Place des Arts. And I hadn't really thought that much about Bobby McFerrin, except that he did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
And then, but my friend really wanted to go, and I just trusted her judgment. And it was like the most heartwarming and beautiful concert I've ever been to, by far. Just that singing together, the way he plays the crowd and you all sing, it's like something about the power of singing with a crowd of strangers and hearing the amazing acoustics that are in the Place des Arts was super powerful. So when I heard this, you sent me this song and I was like just blown over. It reminded me, it put me back in that spirit of how much I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's something about hearing a bunch of voices singing a song that brings up a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
I always cry whenever I watch a movie that has like a choir in it that breaks out into song. I always cry. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then I got into a lot of children's choirs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you know the PS22 chorus.
No.
They are, so they're a choir of grade 5 students from a Staten Island elementary school. It's quite a big school. And they have someone who directs them, and they sing all kinds of popular songs. But they're really good. I've been doing, I think, a lot of, in the morning when I wake up, I've been waking up super early. That just seems to be the way my body is now, and but it's dark, everyone's asleep, and just, like, begins my whole, like, existential thought process earlier than than I'd like. Yeah. So, yeah, I've just been going online looking for music that brings me to, like, a higher place, basically, so hence the propensity for young children singing songs. But nothing too cutesy, you know? Like, nothing that's too annoying. Because I definitely get my dose of, cutesy. Like, cartoon soundtracks and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
The other choir that I'm really into... Not choir, sorry. It's a group of 4 kids. They're siblings. Mm-hmm. They're called... they call themselves on the internet on their YouTube channel DGLS. But they're the Douglas family. So we're going to hear one, which is a Cynthia Erivo cover called Stand Up. Ooh-way-o, mm-hmm. Ooh-way-o, mm-hmm. Ooh-way-o, mm-hmm. Ooh-way-o, mm-hmm.
I've been walking, mm-hmm. Ooh-way-o, with my face turned to the sun. Back of my head, just in case I have to run. Do what I can when I can while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night.
That's why I'm gonna
stand up,
take my people with me.
Together we are going
to a
brand new home, far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to answer?
Gonna keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones.
And I know what's around the bend might be hard to face, 'cause I'm alone. And I just might fail, but Lord knows I tried. Sure,
stars fill up the sky.
Well, there was this this song, The Haitian Dance, about the pompiers. It's just a beautiful people singing, and there's an action going along with it. So different people are getting like brought into the circle, and it's just really beautiful. I remember it was a beautiful sunny day, and we could just hear these voices from far off. And Bread and Puppet had invited some artists from Haiti to come, and they were just relaxing after having eaten some pancakes and decided to sing this song.
Protest songs, or just, you know, coming together and singing songs to demonstrate politically all kinds of stuff, including in Chile, there's a feminist song that's become a bit of an anthem called Un Viola Dor en Tu Camino. Have you heard about it? A Rapist in Your Path, that was sung on the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Esa desaparición.
Makes me remember one of the first Frapper congresses I went to when I was just a youngin, like 15 years ago, and they always do a karaoke night, because again, it brings people together, and I was like the only Anglophone in the entire room of like 100, like, Quebecois militants, you know. I mean, now it's much more diverse, but at the time, and it was funny because everybody just wanted me to get up and sing with them. They were just like, one by one, they were like, Because they wanted to sing English songs, and they were like, oh, you speak English, why don't you come up? And I spent the entire night just singing karaoke to, like, you know, 100 songs.
Yeah, they sing with you?
Oh, of course they sang with me. But they wanted to have me as a backup there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the words go by quickly, and sometimes it's hard to understand how to pronounce them all or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was super
fun. So you were their guide.
I was their help, yeah. But I got up so many times that night. But it just really reunites people in the crowd when they can all sing along, and it livens the spirit and everything like that.
It helps people feel like they're together.
Yeah, even if it's super cheesy, because a lot of the songs are super duper cheesy. But it really, like, I don't know, people remember it too. They're like, oh, that was amazing, do you remember that? Like, it brings people together and makes them mark the moment as momentous.
Is that it?
Even if people aren't singing in tune, they get to the chorus. They're still in the chorus. Oh my god, every time I hear that, it makes a little tear come to my eye, like, oh my god, when will they build the HLMs? How long will it be? Yeah. But it's always this, like, terrible singing.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Hey, listen.
Okay, does anybody need to call for Ding Dong Support? I just like to say the patriarchy act. You guys could use the Ding Dong period as a rehearsal. And it would be better.
This here's a sticker. Come on, Applejack, down. Now we came to your farm once more to try and steal all your precious little mugs. But there ain't no mugs on this farm. Now if y'all want your precious mugs back, you better put them back there so we can steal them so you can get them back again. You have today to return your mugs from your tits, from
There's at least seven books.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
We're fine. Oh, yeah. Amy Trumpeter could use a few more people for hers, but what should people do if they want to be part of it?
You can come find me.
Okay, talk to Valeska.
And make sure, note, everyone do ding dong on the hillside, not in the field. We need all the field for parking. And one is set up there, they all get set up there.
There'll be signs set up.
And Alex, you were saying, is the chart for
I'm making a passionate plea that patriarchy be a ding dong.
Yeah, feel it. Yeah.
And great, let's meet over there after that meeting, Patriarchy Cafe.
And any men who are interested in joining that act should really join that act.
Anybody else who might be identifying anyway.
We can use that as a line in the act also. I love that. I'm going to come to that meeting.
Yeah, to that meeting.
I was going to say, if there are six similarly heighted people who want to carry me around on a surfboard again... That could also be a ding-dong. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
500 police had their hands full in Trafalgar Square. The government refused to ban the Oswald Mosley meeting, so it was 99% certain there'd be a disturbance if not...
All the good people gather around, banded all together on common ground. We don't want Nazis in our town. Get back on your bus and go home. Get back on your bus and go home.
Get back on your bus and go home.
This common land is a Nazi-free zone. Get back on your bus and go home. Britain first and people last. Racist dogma locked in the past. The master race, they run so fast. Get back on your bus and go home. Get back on your bus and go home.
Get back on your bus and go home.
Get back on your bus and go home. This common land is a Nazi-free zone. Get back on your bus and go home. Call up the Kremlin, change the sheets. Nasty little fingers going tweet, tweet, tweet. We don't want racists on our streets. Get back on your plane and fly home. Get back on your plane and fly home.
Get back on your plane and fly home.
This common land is a Nazi-free zone. Get back on your plane and fly home. Get back on your plane and fly home.
Get back on your plane and fly home.
This common land is a Nazi-free zone. Get back on your plane and fly, 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 get back on your plane and fly home.
Many in the crowd had long memories, recalling Mosley's anti-Jewish attitude before the war and his admiration for Hitler. For fascism, the British people have nothing but loathing and contempt.
My neighbors crying, I can't breathe. Now I'm in the struggle, saying I can't leave. Calling out the violence of these racist police. We ain't gonna stop until our people are free.
Emergency, 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 em
I was looking up some Balinese monkey chant.
Oh yeah,
it's a chant that performers do in Bali to talk about Hanuman, the monkey god. So they're telling a story about his triumphantly vanquishing over an enemy. And they're kind of acting it out with their hands, but also their voices are amazing because it's very percussive and it's super lively.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to hear some of that, the Balinese monkey chant.
Yeah. Now, take your favorite word. Could be yours, could be somebody else's. Take that favorite word and let us play together with the phonemes of that word. And while you do that, start with your own word and gradually try to use elements of somebody else's word as you hear it being said. Din.
Yeah, I went down into like a long wormhole looking up a cappella and its origins according to Wikipedia. Even going back to like Gregorian chants and that kind of thing. I grew up in a family of classical music lovers, my parents. So my father, who was a math teacher, was always like quietly working in the basement whilst listening to Gregorian chants and things like that. So here's a Renaissance polyphony.
Thank you.
Interesting. Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with something else.
Some other Sonic adventure for you to go on.
Yeah. Stay safe. Have a good night. Keep it locked here. CKUT 90.3 FM. Sooner we'll be done away to troubles of the world. Troubles of the world. The troubles of the world. Sooner we'll be done away to troubles of the world. Going home to live with God. Sooner we'll be done away to troubles of the world. Troubles of the world. The troubles of the world. Sooner we'll be done away to troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
I want to meet my mother.
CKUT. And you don't know. But now fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station. Thank you.
You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. And we're gonna start the show with some good news.